Thanks, Keith. The University of Kentucky recently enacted a campus-wide tobacco-free policy, taking a leading role in creating a healthier Kentucky. The policy's implementation coincided with the American Cancer Society's 34th Great American Smokeout. UK President Lee Todd.
We're among the nation's leaders in those who use tobacco. Our tobacco use has adversely affected the health and the well-being of Kentuckians for many years, preventing too many of them from reaching the full potential that they have.
UK joins more than 300 other United States colleges and universities with tobacco-free or smoke-free policies in place for the entire campus, both indoors and outdoors. The chairman of pediatrics for UK's Kentucky Children's Hospital, Dr. Tim Bricker.
If your family or your kids or your friends or someone you love is doing something dangerous, you don't ignore it. And we don't hate smokers. Kentucky smokers are family. And we hate what smoking is doing to their future.
As the state's flagship university, UK believes in a healthy environment for all members of the campus community. The tobacco-free policy puts employees, guests, and students first by providing a healthy tobacco-free environment and decreasing exposure to secondhand smoke. UK College of Nursing professor and Tobacco-Free Campus Initiative co-chair Ellen Hahn.
We are very, very optimistic that our policy is going to create kind of a change, a sea change, if you will, for our state. And I think we are going to be seen as a leader in health reform in the country.
UK Assistant Vice President Anthony Beatty is the other co-chair of the task force.
This is about creating this place, this culture, this environment that is a healthy place to live, work, and learn. We realize that we exist as a university here to nurture young people, to give them a start in life. There are many, many treatment options, and I do appreciate Dr. Todd, Mr. Butler, all the officials here for making the investment in treatment and therapy.
UK offers many resources for those interested in quitting tobacco use. Second-year UK College of Law student Guy Hamilton Smith gave up smoking earlier this year.
Initially, I will admit, I had some grumblings about it, as I'm sure many current people still smoking now do. But were it not for this policy, I don't think that I would have necessarily made that decision this summer to quit smoking.
For additional information about UK's tobacco-free campus and a full list of tobacco treatment resources that UK offers, you can visit uky.edu/tobacco-free. Seeing Blue, I'm Carl Nathy with UK at the Half.